The lifestyle klaxon has sounded, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Derek, we know that food and music go very well together, very well indeed, during the summer with Glastonbury and lovely barbecues and all that sort of thing. But, what does music taste like? What does music taste like? Well, there is a man that can tell us. Because he has, and he's president of the Synesthesia Association. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but let's talk to him and find out. James Wanaton. Morning, James.
Good morning. Yeah, you're pronouncing that perfectly.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Now, just tell us what synesthesia means, first of all.
Yeah, synesthesia is it's a joining of the senses. And what happens is we've got five main senses. They all operate independently of one another. It's just that in some cases, the two of these senses or more are joined together. So in other words, whenever I hear a sound, it immediately gets converted into a taste. And it's a real mouthfeel as well. It's not just an association. So I can taste all music.
When did you first realise this was happening to you?
It's always been there. It's something I've always been aware of. I can certainly remember going to school on the London Underground, and I was only aged four then, and I used to be learning to read, and I would read out the station names, and they all had taste with them. I remember those.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? That is weird, isn't it? And so now you've got together with Pringles, and you've come up with some flavours of the chart-topping summer hits.
Yeah, because I believe everybody's got a touch of this anyway. And what we've done here is we've actually gone out on the streets and asked people to listen to a track and see if they can taste something. In other words, just concentrate and see if they can taste anything at all. Because you tend to find that, say, high-pitched sounds are slightly sweeter than say, the bitter sound of a low pitch, and dissonant harmonies, for example, are quite sour. I think everybody can relate to that.
Is it particular artists that taste different, or is it just particular genres of music?
Well, I suppose, it's the sound with me. It's basically the sound. So there's a big mix in there. If I'm listening to a track, I can hear, obviously, the musical instruments. I get a sound off those. I mean, pianos, for example, give me a taste and texture of pineapple chunks, quite sweet. certain guitars are chocolatey. Some drums are like processed peas, you know. It's sort of it's a big mix in there.
And that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Processed peas for drums. So let's say, for example, if I played you this, the new one from Liam Gallagher, what taste would you get from this? Hold on a second. Nice big rocky vibe to it. What sort of taste does that give you?
Well, the intro there, you've got the fairly hefty guitar intro. That's very gingery and quite chocolatey. It's a bit like the chocolate you get on the top of a digestive biscuit.
Oh,
lovely.
I'm liking that already. That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
And you've selected some of these for Pringles. You've done some different flavours for them, haven't you?
Yeah, what we did was we listened to all the summer hits from the past 25 years, and I've tried to collect them all together, and we then generated a genre map, if you like, to tell you what each of the genres taste like.
Okay. James, it's Derek here. I mean, is it just music that you taste? You mentioned the London Underground stations. What about football teams? Do football teams sort of generate any taste in your mouth?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Right, okay. Well, we are one of the stations that covers Leeds United quite heavily, and we do home and away games for them. What would Leeds United taste like?
Yeah, Leeds United has always... I used to go and see them when I was a kid. Leeds United always have had the taste of a bit like fried onions, but overly fried onions. Very oniony taste.
I like a fried onion, though. That's a good taste, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. What about, say, Premier League champions Chelsea? What would they taste like?
Chelsea are quite watery. It's a bit like... slightly fizzy mineral water, but they're very watery. Not much texture there.
What about your team, Dan? Bournemouth,
yeah. What about me? Boscombe, back of the net.
Yeah. That, Bournemouth is like it's like a burnt bit of caramel, so it's something that's been... It's a bit of caramel that's been burnt off.
And I would imagine Burnley would be, something
horrendous.
So it's like sprouts, overcooked sprouts or something.
That should be, black pudding or something, shouldn't it, Burnley?
Yeah.
But it's not, no. Burnley's like, again, that's like ginger, actually. It's like a ginger kind of taste. So.
It's not too bad. And Derek's a big Rangers fan. What would Rangers be?
Rangers is it's like a Mars bar. It's very caramelly, like a Mars bar. So
deep fry Mars bar.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, deep fry Mars bar.
It had to be. It had to be.
Crispy
really,
bits.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear. This synesthesia affects it in all things, not just sort of in music, in everything for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's whenever I read, obviously, when you read something, you're saying to your in a speech, you're saying the words to yourself, and that's where I get the taste. So it's all the time. It's every sound, it's when I read, it's everything. There's lots of different versions of this. I'd like to point that out. I mean, yeah. Some people see days of the week in certain colours, and some other people can see letters in colours. So there are different kinds. It's just that this one's quite a rare one. It's quite an intrusive one.
Is it? I'd imagine, are there... I can't imagine there's that many people that have this particular skill then, James.
No, this one is quite rare. I mean, synesthesia itself is relatively prevalent. There's, what, one in 24 have got it in some form or another, which is what we're actually looking at with the Pringles collaboration to bring out more. But my one is particularly rare, especially as I get a mouthfeel and it's not just an association. I've met maybe two or three people in the world over the past 20 years that have got the same as me.
So wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. I can't not, because friends of the show, the Pigeon Detectives, it would be remiss of me not to play a bit of the Pigeon Detectives and find out what they taste like for them, James. Here we go. So the Pigeon Detectives are not sorry. What sort of flavour are you getting from the pigeons?
Again, I'm getting nice textures there. It's that ginger taste. There's also a bit of yogurt in there as well. Ooh. So it's very, very nice. Very sweet.
There you go. Very sweet ginger and yogurt. they can write that on the next sleeve of their album.
Is there any taste that you don't like? Any words that you try and steer clear of?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when people ask me the taste of their names, for example, not all names taste very nice. So I've got to be careful.
Darren?
There.
Does that taste nice?
Darren, it is. Darren's nice. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like tinned carrots. That's it, tinned carrots.
That's so all right, yeah.
Mushy
I'll go
carrots.
With that. What about Derek?
Right, that's very distinctive. Now, that tastes exactly like, don't ask me how I know, but I do know it tastes like earwax.
Oh, dear. And on that bombshell, James, if people want to, I suppose they can just pop into the shops now and get these new flavours of Pringles.
They can indeed.
James, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem.
Cheers.
You.